For those of you who've been following the news, you'll know that over the past weekend in Melbourne, in Australia, a troubling wave of anti-Semitic violence shook the Jewish community. A 34-year-old man from New South Wales has since been charged with arson for setting fire to the entrance door of the East Melbourne Hebrew congregation while around 20 people were inside celebrating Shabbat dinner. Fortunately, no one was hurt. That same evening, about 20 masked individuals attacked the Israeli-owned restaurant Meznon, chanting anti-Israel slogans and vandalizing the premises, along with further graffiti and arson at nearby Jewish-owned properties. The wave prompted Victoria's Premier Jacinta Allen to launch a statewide anti-hate task force, working alongside police and Jewish community leaders. Federal and international figures, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have condemned this weekend of violence as an attack on Australian values and Jewish safeties. Reports cite a 316% increase in anti-Jewish incidents over the past year. Now, joining me on the line from Down Under is Justin Amler, who is a policy analyst at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, known as AJAC. Justin, thanks so much for joining us on the Home Run. Is the attack on the East Melbourne synagogue part of a new trend or an escalation of existing patterns?
Hi, Paula. Thanks for having me on the show again. I wish I could say it was a new trend, but unfortunately, I think it's more of the same of what we've been seeing for the last 21 months. Since October 7th, from the very first days after that, on October 9th, when a horde of thugs essentially invaded the Sydney Opera House and shouting, "F the Jews," or "Gas the Jews," in a threatening way, with extreme violent language, that was the starting point of this rampant anti-Semitism we've seen in Australia. So I think what we're seeing now is, while that appears to be escalation, I think it's actually more of what's been happening for a very long time already. And you mentioned that report of 316%. That's exactly right. It's the highest percentage, you know, in Australian history. So obviously it's a very, very worrying time over here.
Justin, when you talk about October the 9th, when you had that rally that happened in Australia, what was the significance of that? I mean, did the anti-Semitism escalate in part because the government didn't clamp down enough? Or did the anti-Semitism escalate because of what had happened on October the 7th and Israel's reaction to it?
Look, anti-Semitism didn't start on October 7th. October 9th. It's always been there, unfortunately, in all societies around the world. It's always been just a little bit under the layer of a thin veneer protecting civilization from anti-Semitism. But what happened on that day in particular, which is the real worrying factor, is that after this horde of thugs attacked, there was no real clampdown on them. And so by having no real consequence, or no real consequence of those actions, it almost opened the door for more of these attacks to occur. Now, at that time, there should have been a really strong action against them. You know, people should have been arrested. There should have been a real, real consensus to crack down on this, and it never really happened. And unfortunately, once that kind of hatred gets released out the bottle, it's not so easy to put back in. And I think that's actually what happened. So I think it was a combination of, yes, there was anti-Semitism before, but I think the lack of real strong action allowed it to flourish, or to start flourishing from that point onwards.
And you yourself emphasized the report that I was citing, a 316% increase in anti-Jewish incidents over the past year. I mean, that figure is incredible. When we talk about the rise in anti-Jewish incidents, what kind of incidents are we looking at?
Well, you know, firstly, that number is a very, very scary number. We think we're not talking about 10%, 20%, which is bad enough. We're talking hundreds of percent.
It's
so this
unbelievable.
Is something really, really significant. It is unbelievable. And this is why people make these comparisons to the 1910s and 1940s. And it is actually an apt comparison when we look at these kind of numbers. So in terms of incidents, we've seen graffiti all over, a lot of graffiti. We've seen physical assaults. We've seen lots of hate speech, lots of intimidation. We've also seen, this is not the first synagogue that's been attacked. It's actually the third one now. We had the Adas Israel synagogue that was firebombed in December in Melbourne as well, last year. So we had that attack. We also had synagogue in Sydney, which was also attacked. We've seen the whole range of different kinds of incidents targeting Jews specifically, and it is Jews. It's not pretend that it's something to do with Israel. It is specifically Jews. I mean, what does the synagogue have to do, you know, with the foreign policy going on, or war going on in Israel? So we shouldn't couch it under kind of like an anti-Israel type of thing. It's very much an anti-Semitic attack wave we're seeing right now.
Justin, so far only one suspect has been arrested in connection with that attack this past weekend on the East Melbourne synagogue. In your opinion, is Australia's law enforcement response adequate to deter coordinated or repeat hate crimes?
Look, it's a tricky one. I think they're saying the right things. They're saying the right words. But, you know, words alone are not enough. You need words, but you also need action to follow it up. Otherwise, all you have is just words, you know, full of hot air without actual action. So I think while they're saying the right thing, I personally feel that urgency hasn't been there from the beginning when it should have been. And that lack of urgency has allowed these kind of things to occur. I mean, you know, we mentioned the Sydney Opera House. The only person arrested that night was a Jewish person waving an Israeli flag.
Unbelievable.
For his own safety. You know, the people that should be targeting should be the people perpetrating these attacks. It shouldn't be about protecting Jews. It should be about, you know, going after the people who are causing Jews to be unsafe. Well, I think that's where, unfortunately, the lack of emphasis has been, and we're seeing the results of it now.
What do you make of Victoria's new anti-hate task force? I mean, that surely is a step forward, but is it enough?
It is a step forward, but, you know, where was this new force for the last 21 months? That's what I say. Yes, it's a good thing. I don't only say all of these things are bad, because they're all good things. But, you know, an anti-hate task force now, when there have been plenty of attacks that this could have been formed over the last 21 months. And that's kind of my point. You know, they do say the right things, and they are saying, you know, positive words. And of course, you know, we welcome that. But words alone without action are just words. And I think maybe now, I don't know, maybe the urgency stepped up and they're now trying to, you know, take more action. But I think that lack of action has been a real hallmark, unfortunately, of what's been going on. I'm not sure if people understood the urgency of this matter, but we really see it now very much in the streets of Melbourne.
When you say more action is needed, what structural reforms or legal changes should really be happening to address this?
Well, look, there are anti-hate laws and speeches like that, but I think or you know, laws which police can enforce, but I think personally what the problem with all these kind of attacks that are happening, we have weekly anti-Israel demonstrations, you know, in the cities in Melbourne, like in the main city, and this has happened every week, and these rallies are absolutely cause for incitement. There's no doubt about it. In fact, the restaurant that was attacked, which you mentioned in your opening remarks, that was from a group. That actually came. The people who attacked that restaurant splintered off from one of these anti-Israel rallies. So the point is, as long as these rallies keep on going on and they keep on inciting people, these kind of attacks will happen. So laws are one thing, and laws should be enforced, of course, but you know, there has to come a point in time where you say, right, these rallies are, they're not just, of course they're against Israel, but they're also against, you know, normal Australian life, because people can't go into the cities when they have these kind of riots or, you know, violent language. It's not comfortable. You know, no Jew feels comfortable walking through any of these rallies, and I'd say most, you know, Australians wouldn't feel comfortable. You know, these aren't rays of love and acceptance. These are quite, you know, very, you know, attacking language and, you know, very violent words in terms of rays, and sometimes violent actions as well.
What is the government doing? Is it doing what it needs to do to address these rallies?
Well, look, In my opinion, not enough. These rallies, as long as these rallies are still going on, it's very hard to see much of this changing. I think what the government should do is cracking down on these rallies. They should be saying, right, you know, there comes a point. Of course, there is such a thing as free speech, but you've got to temper that free speech with the protection of citizens. And I think that line has very much been breached. We've seen the actions. This isn't a theoretical kind of assumption. We are seeing the actions right now. So I think the government should take a much stronger line on cracking down on these rallies, on the people, you know, perpetrating them, or on calling for violence. You know, these kind of things should be cracked down. I know there are laws. These laws should be enforced. And rather than a soft approach, which I think has kind of been happening, you know, we need to really be a lot stronger on it. Look, I'll just give you an example. During COVID, the government had no problem cracking down on people not wearing masks. Okay, they had no problem on gatherings which were contravening COVID laws at the time. So there's no reason that they can't do the same now for you know, rallies, which I would argue are much more dangerous.
Justin, one last question before I let you go, and I know it's late in the part of the world that you are right now, but you did mention a few times the urgency of the government to address this issue. Why do you say it's urgent? What are you afraid is going to happen?
Well, look, I think, and I don't say this lightly, but we've been very, very lucky in Australia, despite the attacks, that we haven't seen a loss of life yet. There's a thin line between an attack and a loss of life. I mean, for that East Melbourne attack that you mentioned, the East Melbourne synagogue, apparently they tried to open the door, ring the doorbell, and it was just the quick thinking of a 13-year-old boy inside who saw on the cameras, who refused to open the door for them. And in the end, they just, I think, threw accelerant on the door, and they lit the flame, which caused the door to burn, but it was luckily put out soon. I mean, imagine if that door had been open. There were 20 people inside having a Shabbat dinner. It could have been catastrophic. And I think we've been lucky so far that there hasn't been a loss of life. But, you know, just by the sheer scale of things, I don't know if we can always count on being lucky. And this is why I say it's urgent, that I think it really is. It's coming to a point where, you know, luck can run out. And that's what I think people in the community really genuinely fear. I mean, they already fear that, but, you know, it's... Unfortunately, I feel like it's something that could happen.
And of course, the story about anti-Semitism in Australia is something that's not new. It's been around for quite some time, and we've been aware of the rising escalation of anti-Semitism in Australia, particularly since October the 7th. But that report, a 316% increase in anti-Jewish incidents over the past year, is sobering indeed. That's Justin Amler, a policy analyst at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, AJAC. Justin, thanks so much for weighing in on the Home Run.